A hotly debated reroute of a portion of a gas and oil line in northern Wisconsin is seeing its day in court. An administrative law judge is considering a challenge to the Wisconsin DNR's approval of the project. The Canadian company Enbridge wants to move a section of its 645-mile line that's been operating for decades near Lake Superior within the reservation of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The change would move the section outside tribal land, but still fall within the region's stream and wetland-rich landscape. Last November, the Wisconsin DNR okayed Enbridge's plan, but tribal and environmental groups are pushing back. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Enbridge's Line 5 has been transporting oil and gas from Superior, Wisconsin to Sarnia, Ontario for more than 70 years. In recent years, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, has raised concerns about the section that cuts straight through its reservation. It's brimming with streams, rivers, and wetlands, and is home to the Kakagan Sloughs. It's a vast wetland system within Ashland County that spills into Shawamigan Bay and Lake Superior. The sloughs are treasured by the Bad River Band for their wild rice and internationally recognized as critical coastal wetlands. Enbridge had an agreement allowing access to Bad River land. The agreement expired years ago. In 2019, Bad River filed a lawsuit arguing the pipeline should be removed from its land. A federal judge concurred and ordered Enbridge to remove that portion of Line 5 by June of 2026. But rather than shutting the line down, Enbridge came up with a plan to construct a 41-mile reroute to run around rather than through the reservation. Attorney Stephanie Sosi says that's not acceptable. She's a senior attorney with Earth Justice and represents the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa.
The band relies on the water in this region, surface water, groundwater, seeps, springs, and wetlands for its livelihood.
Sosi spoke last month in a packed conference room in Ashland, Wisconsin. That's where legal proceedings began with public testimony and opening statements.
The band will present testimony that demonstrates the lack of baseline information and data on the region, as well as testimony on how each of the construction methods, trenching, blasting, and HDD, will have both immediate and long-term impacts on wetlands and waterways.
Deborah Cronmiller with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin was in the room that day. She describes the public comments as moving.
46 people gave testimony that day. Some spoke in support, some spoke against, but it was very heartfelt.
The League is among the plaintiffs in the case being led by Midwest Environmental Advocates and Clean Wisconsin. Together they argue Enbridge's project fails to meet Wisconsin's water quality standards and would result in irreversible environmental impacts.
Because of our quality water and quantity water position, I think it is important that we stand with our partners at the Bad River to say no, don't do this. The risks are too phenomenally great to outweigh the potential benefits.
Administrative Law Judge Angela Chaput Foy is presiding over the case. After opening statements in Ashland, hearings moved to Madison on September 3rd. Midwest Environmental Advocates in Clean Wisconsin laid out their concerns, calling on expert witnesses. Geologist William Joseph Bonin shared his analysis, including the potential impacts of blasting to groundwater.
The blasted rock is not going to ever be restored, and it's going to form a permanent channel in that rock surface, which is going to be a lot more conducive to infiltration of water. And further, the effects of blasts, especially on fracture networks, may be permanent.
Before legal arguments began that day, Chaput Foy gave Wisconsin residents time to comment. UW-Madison graduate student Tabitha Faber shared her concern for impacts to already threatened wildlife and critical habitat. Faber wants more than saying no to the reroute. She'd like the entire aging pipeline to be decommissioned.
Especially seeing the accelerating impacts of climate crisis. I think that continuing to invest in energy infrastructure that includes fossil fuels is just continuing to cause harm to our shared home. And I think that we have an opportunity to make a different choice here.
Next week, the case returns to Ashland, where the Bad River Band will present its case, then back to Madison, where Enbridge and finally the DNR will make their arguments. The state agency asserts it followed prescribed state standards and associated administrative codes in permitting the Enbridge project. Enbridge says the reroute will result in 700 jobs and an infusion of $135 million to the regional economy. The administrative law judge is expected to issue her decision by mid-December. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.